glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to another Mark and Friends program. My name is Tim Nelson, coming to you from the Great News Media Studios of WLUJ. The forecast for this upcoming weekend looks very nice, considering we're already into November. Sunshine, it looks like, up for the most part on the weekend. And we may see a high up into the mid-60s on Sunday, Saturday, maybe toward 60. So that's some good news. And not that the weather for today and tomorrow look all that bad as well for the first week of November. Let's start our time together today with the words of the Apostle Paul from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He has enabled us to be ministers of his new covenant. This is a covenant not of written laws, but of the Spirit. The old written covenant ends in death, but under the new covenant, the Spirit gives life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Perhaps you've heard the phrase, go big or go home. That may be the motto some are living by. but I'm not sure it's the way Christ would want us to live. Think about this. Jesus chose a small group of no-names to spread his Father's message when he could have enlisted the best and brightest to get this all-important message delivered to the whole world. And what about Gideon's army? Instead of a grandiose display of military power, success came another way. In Judges chapter 7, the Lord said, "Gideon, you have too many warriors with you. If I let all of you fight the Midianites, the Israelites will boast to me that they saved themselves by their own strength." After sending thousands, tens of thousands, back to their home, God only wanted 300 men in the battle. That way it was indisputable that God was the one responsible for the victory. In this spiritual battle that's being waged, that's all around us, let's remember Isaiah 26:3. "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." These lyrics from a song from the group Casting Crowns exemplifies how victory can come even when everyone around us and the whole world seems to say, "That's impossible." The song says, "Moses had stage fright when David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world."
What this dying world could use is a willing man of God who dares to go against the grain and works without applause. A man who raised that shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is sure. God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away. He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who face eternity and aren't afraid to die. Men who fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men.
He calls the broken derelict whose life has been renewed.
He calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth.
Enlist, the lines are open, and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good
God.
This past Saturday, I had the opportunity to sit down with Pastor Scott Longyear. We talked about many things, including the importance of prayer, along with Bible passages mentioning the importance of committing time in prayer every day. Scott brought up these recent research results concerning prayer and how it changes how we think. He mentioned that Dr. Caroline Leaf said,
if you will pray for 6 minutes a day, I think, for 12 weeks, that it will literally change the way that a brain scan reads. So the way that we think actually changes the physical makeup of our brains. You know, Tim, it's like the Bible's true when Paul says that we're changed by the renewal of our mind. The way that we think determines everything. And that's super hard because we have family of origin issues that we bring into that. We have cultural issues that we bring into that. But just the way that we change our thinking, you know, we look at people on the outside and we're like, man, this person has it all together. They seem to like have all their stuff. And you and I have talked to enough people along the years that we know that everybody's got their own personal struggles. You know, and one for me is I come into Saturday night, I'm a pastor. So Sunday's like, that's game day for me. Right. So usually the typical pattern is on Sunday night, I start getting kind of just spun up in my brain of like all the things that can go wrong tomorrow and all this. And I've got to really capture my thinking and be like, now, wait a minute, what am I thinking, on all this? And so if you're spun up on anxiety or fear or worry or anything like that, usually for us, the spin up in our brains comes in the evening when everything's quiet. We're thinking about the next day. Oh, all these things are coming. This is when all the lies come in.
That's a portion of a conversation I had with Pastor Scott Longyear this past weekend. Hope you'll be with us next Thursday as we'll hear the complete interview with Scott as he talks more about his latest book, Ditch Your Thinking, here on Mark and Friends. It's Tim Nelson here with you on this fourth day of November. I hope you're doing well, and thank you for listening on this Thursday.
There's revival, and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. In the valleys that I want. Steal my
and joy.
Pastor John MacArthur is heard on this great news media station throughout the week. He says praying is to the spiritual life what breathing is to the physical life. At birth, we enter into an atmosphere that immediately exerts pressure on our lungs. That forces us to take air in and begin to breathe. Just like that, when you're born into the family of God, you enter into a spiritual atmosphere wherein God's presence and grace exert pressure or influence on your life. Prayer is the natural response to that pressure. Hey, we want you to know that it's always good to hear from you. We appreciate the letters and emails, phone calls, and visits that happen here at the station, stopping by to say hello. Here's one from Cammy. She says, thank you for being here for me through the good times and not so good times. I listen to your station as much as I can because it refreshes and re-energizes. As believers, we all need to constantly hear the good news that your station is airing throughout each day. God bless everyone there at the station. Thank you, Cammy. Thanks for taking the time to write in. Also, Mike says, our family considers the station to be a trusted friend. You've been there over the years through the thick and thin of our lives. During the years of your radio ministry, we've received good counsel for raising our children, help with ironing out rough spots in our marriage, as well as a solid teaching of God's Word every single day. We love the station and are thankful for the lives it has impacted. Thank you, Mike, for taking the time to write us. We appreciate that. My name is Tim Nelson. I'll talk to you next Thursday on Mark and Friends. Be sure to be back here tomorrow as Pastor Jason Schiffo will join Mark for the Friday broadcast. Hope you have a great rest of the day.
The Lord provided for a time for the slaves to be set free, for the debts to all be canceled, so His chosen one could see. His deep desire was for forgiveness. He longed to see their liberty. And His yearning was embodied in the year of Jubilee. Jubilee, Jubilee, Jesus is the Jubilee. Debts forgiven, slaves set free. Jesus is our Jubilee. set time. His deep desire became a man, the heart of all true jubilation. And with joy we understand, in his voice we hear a trumpet sound that tells us we are free. He is the incarnation of the year of Jubilee. Jubilee, Jubilee. Jesus is the Jubilee. Debts forgiven, slaves set free. Jesus is our Jubilee. To be so completely guilty and given over to despair, to look into your judge's face and see a Savior there. Jubilee, Jubilee. Jesus is the Jubilee. Forgiven, slaves set free. Jesus is our Jubilee. Jubilee.